Welcome to another iteration of ILTA Podcast. This is a business partner spotlight, but the light version. My name is Bethann Stubbe, and I'm the Director of Publications and Press. And today I am joined by my friend, Alvin Tejmahulia, and we are really excited to talk about NetDocs, some innovation, and storks. So I think there's a lot to cover. So Alvin, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, thanks, Bethann. I've been in this industry for 40 years, primarily doing document management, also doing a lot of the time and billing of the technology in the beginning. But I saw the growth of the industry since inception, starting with SaaS solutions. When is it 1990? What NetDocuments is right now. And originally, we were asked to participate in this podcast and talk about bleeding edge. So the topic has changed a little bit, but there is no question one of the bleeding edge that we have been doing in addition to initiate the cloud revolution, in 1999 is the concept also of building a platform that it is not just a solution, but a platform in the cloud. And that's what I'd like to talk about, is about the concept of a global platform that is SaaS, that is multi-tenant, that exists not just to host the application solutions that we have, but that can be generically used to build applications for anybody who wants to do it.
Well, then let's start right there. Let's talk a little bit about cloud and what you guys are doing that's innovative and different and why our ILTA members should know.
That's right. In our prior life, we have had a very successful document management services, that really proliferated across all of the big law firms and also some of the medium-sized law firms, called SaaS Solutions. Then we came back after we were acquired, after SaaS Solutions was acquired by WordPerfect and Novell. We came back and said, look, we needed to do now a different iteration now in the cloud. That was an amazing thought at that point, because the world was not ready. That's when AOL browsers were still being distributed by CD, and the modems were still being used to connect to the cloud. People were saying, are you crazy? But we knew that in order to bring the technology to the new vision, to where we can collaborate across law firms, that we can have truly distributed infrastructure where documents can be accessed anywhere from any device, and that we knew that in order to have true security that deals with subpoenas and deal with nation state attacks and ransomware, eventually you needed to have only one single platform. And then we knew that eventually the cloud would catch up with all of this type of things. And then it paid off. Today, probably the justification is not why cloud, but why not cloud?
Well, there goes the question I was going to ask, but why would someone not want to move to the cloud? Even as ILTA's publisher, I understand that cloud technology is safe, effective, and cost effective more than anything else. Why wouldn't someone want to move?
People have multiple fears, because maybe they have not yet studied all of the benefits. The concept of loss of control, the perceived concept of loss of control, the perceived concept of security, or just tradition. Saying, I've been in here with this current technology for so long. Do I really want to move? But that's disappearing. There is an overwhelming type of proven case studies that definitely this is the solution to go. I wanted to talk to you, Bethann, a little bit about a very interesting fact that I was when that I saw when we were visiting one of our clients in Alsace, France, the city of Strasbourg. The client is Council of Europe. There's a very, very prestigious organization, as you know, the Council of Europe. And, they're planning to migrate. They were at that time planning to migrate to the cloud. The migration is fully in place. But when I was looking at there, I was just stunned by the beauty of that place. If you go visit the countryside. But also I was very fascinated by the fact that, on top of the roofs, on the cathedrals or the homes, on the poles. You know, I saw these nests that I later on discovered that they were from storks. So there's just storks everywhere, you know, and there. And I saw this absolutely gigantic nest. One of them, according to the people there, you know, it's like 2 tons in weight. They're 2 meters high or 6.6 feet, you know, and then 1.5 meter in diameter is about 5 feet. And these storks keep coming back, the same pair, because they mate for life. They keep coming back over and over and over again, and they just rebuilt. They just start from where they left last year. You know, they just keep adding and adding and adding to have these huge platform, very, very robust, in a platform for their next generation. And when I look at that, I said, oh, that is just so similar to what NetDocuments has been doing. Because when we decided to go to the cloud, you know, the other consequence of that is that we did not want to just have technologies underneath to support our solutions, you know, such as search technologies, such as storage technologies, such as security technologies and authentication and directory services and databases. We did not want to have just those that will fit the applications. Of course, it takes a lot of work to make those technology decisions so that they're optimizing the application, but it takes infinitely more effort to make those technologies generic so that they're a platform, so that other applications that is not even a NetDocuments application can be built upon it, so that future applications would automatically inherit all of the benefits of those applications. So, you know, that's what I look at that. It just really inspired me when I saw those storks and the nest. And I says, oh, we really want to have, you know, those platforms that is being continually built year after year, you know, that is automatically integrated with the Microsoft Cloud Storage Services, that is automatically integrated from a file cryptography point of view. And that's really the big goal, you know, that we have in building NetDocuments and the platform, not platform for just our DMS, but a platform that could be like a Salesforce.com generically for the legal industry.
I really like that you guys have stolen all of NetDoc's technology from birds. I think that is 100% the way to go. And I love that you guys keep building on that. But so, if you're taking the idea from there, where are you going to go next with it? Because I assume that at a certain point that the storks will have had such an incredibly large nest that they have to move on, because whatever's holding it up won't be able to support it. So what kind of support are you guys going to be able to offer next?
This concept, you know, of having a very robust bird here that can fly back and forth 15,000 kilometers yearly and then back. So twice, you know, of that, you know, sometimes with an arrow, you know, is what's really, you know, inspired us. We have to have this particular platform be robust enough. Today, we're hosting 20 billion documents. You know, we're indexing 500 to 600 documents a second. So just think about it. Every second, 500 to 600 documents are added. You know, 700 searches per second. You know, these are huge numbers, and the platform is even more capable of hosting a lot more than what we're doing. So, you know, this is a very, very strong differentiation, you know, that we try to put into our technology, is the fact that it has to be robust enough so that any future solutions, and I want to talking about the future solution, you know, will be based on this platform. So, you know, we are building a lot of applications and solutions, you know, on top of our platform. You know, we started with the concept of organizing documents and protecting documents. Now, you know, we're migrating into the concept of planning based on your documents and delivering contents to your clients and learning from your documents. We're going to expand in all of those areas, you know, because these applications and solutions that are built on top of the platform inherits all of the benefits. You know, the platform is fully compliant with ISOs, with HIPAA, with FedRAMP, you know, right now. As soon as we get a new, you know, type of a compliance certificate, every one of our law firms inherit it automatically without effort. Just they just get it because they're built on the same, you know, platform. You know, like when we released a cryptography solution that addresses subpoenas and they addresses the issue of dual custody so that not even that document's security expert can see the documents. And this is a very bold statement. Our software cannot see the cryptography keys of these documents. That's a huge statement. And so all of those type of technologies, when we introduce, is inherited automatically by everyone. You know, just like the migratory instinct is automatically inherited, you know, in these in these birds. So every future future applications inherits, you know, all of the robustness, all of the security, you know, all of the global availability, you know, that NetDocuments platform provides.
I love the idea that you guys have taken so much from nature and kind of have nurtured it, if you will, into a completely usable platform where people have the option really of kind of that continued iteration. I'd love to know what you guys are going to do next. And I'd really like to know what you're going to show us at ILTACON because it's coming up in just a few months.
Yeah, it is. I just wanted to, you know, to add, you know, the concept that has been really gratifying, you know, for me, you know, to see the migration that is coming to NetDocuments. 38,000 users, you know, have migrated, you know, for example, for our largest competitor store to our platform. That's 38,000 users. And, you know, although multiple people say, hey, you know, you're in a different application or a legacy type of a platform, it's just easier to go to the cloud on a hosted model, like, you know, going to, you know, based on the existing application. What we're saying is that, you know, sometimes you need to really take a hard look to see if it is better to switch, you know, than just remain on the same app and migrate. Because after you perform, you know, this effort, the view from the top that you can see is absolutely amazing. The rewards absolutely, you know, justify the effort. So for that reason, you know, we are going to expand the solution set that exists with NetDocuments. And then what you will see, you know, is that I'm not going to be very, very specific because we're going to make, you know, more announcements, you know, later. But we are going to go into more specific legal practices and then provide solutions specifically for those legal practices within, you know, the maybe the litigation department or the transactional group, you know, so that you can see this is, wow, you know, the platform is right now not generically managing the contents, protecting, helping us deliver and everything else, but it's helping us the actual practice of law within our areas. And then you will also see, you know, work that we're doing with tremendously successful partners, you know, that we have some of the biggest technology, you know, partners in the industry to just almost eliminate the blended or eliminate the disjointed view, you know, for us to do something in application A and something in application B and in NetDocuments. I am interested in doing all of those type of things. You know, so I wanted to just blend a single view so that our platform can also help, you know, others that are, you know, not directly from the NetDocuments family, but is being used. And you will also see, you know, other type of efforts and solutions that we're going to be, you know, announcing to easily capture more the documents that you filed in court and be automatically, you know, integrated into NetDocuments profile, you know, especially taking advantage of our dynamic profiling capabilities, because, you know, our profiling is not just, you know, hey, the documents has this client, this matter, you know, this practice group, this author. There's all kinds of fields, other profile fields that according to the type of document, it should expand. And if it is not that type of document, it should contract, maybe as a different, you know, area of law. So all of those concepts, you know, that we have integrated is into our platform is expanding into our partner solution, expanding into new solutions that focuses on the practice of law in your practice group. And then, you know, in the normal day-to-day things that you do, we wanted to make it a lot easier. So based on our platform, our solutions is expanding significantly. And what we're looking at is the whole practice of law. Document management is the system of record for intellectual property. And it is the single source of truth for those intellectual properties. It's a hugely, hugely important. It's central. It's the central core, you know, of what a law firm does. And there are other core applications, there are other key applications that the system of records needs to reach out and then make it a smooth transition for a lawyer to practice his specific area of law. So that's what you will be seeing, you know, in ILTA is net documents, you know, based on our platform capacity expanding into all of those multiple areas.
You guys really do have a great innovative set coming out, and we're looking forward to seeing you at ILTACon. Alvin, you've touched on so much today. There's a lot for people to digest. What would you like to leave us with as your closing idea about NetDocs moving into the future?
The whole concept that we're trying to solve is simplicity. There is a lot of areas that we need to solve. The legal space is vast. But we like to just make it simple at the end for the end user. Simple to adopt, simple to use, you know, simple to just do your day-to-day operations. And that requires a very complex and robust platform, but that's all invisible. You know, I've always been saying that documents is the invisible document management system, because we're there wherever you go. If you're on your mobile device, if you're in Outlook, if you're, you know, in your app, if you're on the web, you know, it's all invisible. It's just there working behind the scene. And now we're expanding more into other areas that is very significant for the productivity of the lawyer. Simplicity, invisibility, that's the concept, and that's the goal of the platformization of NetDocuments. What we want to be, you know, is to be the salesforce.com for the legal industry. This is the platform. It's the only one that has been built upon all of these years. Why? Because we want to make life easy for the end user.
That's awesome. I'm super excited to see you at ILTACon, and I'm really excited to see what you guys do next. Thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you, Bethann.